To begin our practice of some gentle, mindful standing yoga together, let's arrange to stand with our feet parallel to each other, about a hip's width apart, with the knees unlocked so that the legs can be bent slightly, reminding ourselves that this practice is one more opportunity, another laboratory in which we can cultivate and deepen mindfulness. In this time, by becoming aware of our moment-to-moment experience as we move, as we engage in this series of gentle stretches, honoring and investigating the limits of our body in and in every moment, letting go of the tendency to push beyond any limits, our limits, or to get competitive. Engaging in presence as we move, attention to these simple movements without any judgments of any kind of doing well, not doing well, just being completely present as you move. Working with our eyes open or closed, especially if at times closed eyes help you to be more in touch with your interior experience. And I certainly recommend that very much. But only if it feels safe to do so. And now, when you feel ready, in an in-breath, let's slowly and mindfully raise our arms out to the sides until they are parallel to the floor. And then, after pausing here, breathing one or two times, on the next in-breath, continuing to raise your arms slowly until the palms come together above our heads, and continuing to breathe, all while being aware of whatever sensations comes up, including perhaps fatigue or discomfort from the ongoing exertion, arising from the muscles of the arms or the shoulders as they work. Maintaining the arms, stretching up over the head in this way, feeling the breath as it moves in and out freely at its own pace as we continue stretching right through our fingertips, pointing toward the ceiling or the sky, whatever you are, with the feet firmly grounded on the floor or the earth, and again opening to the sensation of stretching the muscles and joints of the body all the way from the bottom of the feet through the lower legs and the knees, the upper legs and the hips, the lower back and the abdomen, the whole of the torso, the shoulders, the rib cage, everything up into the arms and hands and the finger, feeling the whole of the body breathing, lifting, stretching, reaching, and allowing the whole of the body to be held in the awareness of the present moment. Breath by breath, as we stand here, noticing any changes in the sensations and the feeling of the body with the breath as we hold the stretch. Of course, this might include a sense of increasing tension or discomfort, and if that is not the case, opening for a moment to this sensation as we continue standing here, embracing the sensation of discomfort here stretching, or you can bring the arms back down slowly and rest, which you are encouraged to do whenever your body tells you that it's time, without any explicit instruction from me. Guiding your experience, coming directly from the inside of the body, learning this language of listening to the body as we mindfully move in this yoga practice. If you're still stretching, when you're ready, in an out breath, slowly, very slowly, allowing your arms to come back down, pushing up initially with the palms in a final stretch, and then allowing the arms to come down slowly. And as you come down with your arms, allowing the wrist to be bent so that the fingers are pointing upward, and getting another extra feeling of stretch there, and the palms outward as the arms slowly, slowly, slowly come down and wind up resting along the side of the body, dangling from your shoulders, and with the eyes gently closed, if that feels comfortable to you. Bringing your attention to the breath moving in the body and to the various sensations and feelings throughout the body as we stand here in the aftermath of what we just asked of the body, knowing how it is right now, creating this dialogue with your body. Perhaps noticing any sense of release within the muscles or release within the mind as the body now rests in a neutral, standing, mountain-like position. In your personal practice, you'll decide how many times you'll do this initial pose, perhaps 2 or 3 times, kind of developing your practice with a willingness of just do it on a regular basis, perhaps when you wake up, or perhaps when you go to bed. Crafting your practice from your heart of what works for you, and attending to this feeling of the body, this befriending with the body sensations. And now when you're ready, after finishing with the first pose, let's mindfully stretch the left arm and hand up as far as we can, with the right hand stretching down toward the floor, as if we are picking a fruit that is just out of reach on a branch of a tree, feeling the breath moving freely and deeply in and out, and whatever sensations are present throughout the body as you experiment now with lifting the right heel to give you a little bit more elevation, a little bit more stretch, feeling it through the whole left side of your body, right up through the armpit, the entirety of the arm, out the fingers. And when you're ready, slowly bring in the left arm down. And then without my guidance, after the left arm comes all the way down, doing the same thing with the opposite side, with full awareness moment by moment, raising the right arm and picking up the fruits from the tree, just that are just out of reach, lifting the left heel when you're ready to get this extra stretch. And then bringing your right arm down. And again, in the crafting of your practice, maybe repeating this posture just a couple times or three times, in which you develop what is necessary for you. Again, going into this laboratory of what works for you and can be fit in your daily routine. So now, after you've come down and rested for a moment or two, in an in-breath, raising both arms over the head, keeping them parallel to each other. And then slowly, very slowly, allowing the body to bend to the left and the hips to go over the right, forming a big crescent that extends in a sideway curve from the feet right to the torso, at the right hip, through the arms, hands, and fingers. Again, feeling whatever is there to be felt. As you rest here, breathing in and out. And now in an in-breath, when you're ready, coming all the way up, back up to standing with the arms stretching, once again, straight up over the head. And then on an out-breath, allowing the whole body to bend on to the right, over to the right, hips going to the left, forming the shape of the opposite crescent. As best you can, breathing in and out from the stretch, allowing your arms to be parallel and then slowly coming back up on an in-breath, stretching up one more time, lifting, breathing, reaching, feeling your body. Eyes closed if you can. And then beginning your night out breath, letting the arms slowly, slowly, slowly move out to the sides and down alongside the body, feeling any and all the sensations on the way down. In that posture of the crescent to the left and to the right, you can pause, perhaps doing the left crescent first and then resting on the right crescent and resting. So trying to transmit to you the crafting of what your practice could be if you pay attention and then decide what really is best for you. The most important thing is just to do it. Just do it. Expose yourself to just do this practice of mindfully paying attention to the movement and connecting your mind with your body, which is what yoga is all about. And now let's mindfully roll our shoulders in big circles while letting the arms dangle passively. First, raising the shoulders up toward the ears as far as they can go, and then backward, as you were attempting to draw the shoulders blade together, and then letting them drop completely, and then squeezing the shoulders together in the front of the body as far as they will go. As if you were trying to touch your shoulders together. And continuing to roll through these various positions as smoothly and mindfully as you can with the arms dangling all the while. First in one direction, for a few revolutions, and then in the opposite direction. Kind of a forward and a backward rowing motion, allowing your awareness, your presence, your understanding of the present moment without thinking, just feeling, and being open to whatever you're experiencing, moment by moment. Again, without any mental work, but just the feeling mode of being kind of just feeling. Finally coming to rest once again and standing here in this active, upright mountain pose. And now let's gently play slowly and mindfully rolling our head around to whatever degree you feel comfortable. And very, very gently first bringing your left ear over the left shoulder as far as it can go, which is not very far from me. And then rolling the chin onto the chest in that direction. Then bringing the right ear over the right shoulder as far as it will go, very slowly, paying attention, not overdoing. And then the head back, over so gently without straining. And particularly when you get your head back, being very attentive not to go too far, too much, too stretch. Knowing that it's not in the stretching that you get the benefit, but in the awareness of being present with your body movement. Pretty much a moving meditation that yoga can be if you really pay attention to your movement and you're there, awarenessing, presencing your body movement and being part of it. You do this head rotation in one direction and then in the other direction, maintaining a seamless continuity of awareness the whole time, and then finally allowing the head to come back to the neutral position in the standing posture. This practice, as simple that it could be, is something that can pay remarkable dividends in your befriending with your body, in your waking up to the present moment as you move, as most of us move all day. Then yoga becomes something more than just stretching. It's a just being. It's being with the movements. Soon you'll hear the sound of a bell to signal that this brief period of mindful yoga together come to an end. If you're extending your practice today to include other poses that you decide important for you that you can get from your book, then just continuing right through the bell in a seamless continuity with moment to moment awareness, exerting presence or presencing. Otherwise, please use the sound of the bell to mindfully bring this period of formal practice to a close. If you wish to simply stand here for a bit, shutting your player and just resting here in full awareness, please feel free to do so, allowing awareness and this sense of presence to feel and surround the body, and feeling how it is, as well as in your mind and in your heart in this moment. No agenda, just being and standing, nothing else.